that like Moranayim discusses, that even every ava that a person can have, till the worst ava in the world, is the shorish of that ava is really Avas Hashem. The year a person has, the year of anything in the world, of an animal, of a scary human being, the shorish of that year is Yiras Hashem. And therefore, for even Shas, a person is having a yirida, he has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, Imo Anoichi B'Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in that Yerida, Hashem is there in the Ahava that he has, the bad Ahava that he has, Hashem is there, and Hashem is waiting for you to pull out of, utilize the Ahava, not to break the Ahava, but to keep the Ahava there, but to channel it off, to make it into an Ahava Hashem by being Misboinen, that if I can have an Ahava for a boss of a dom, Allah has come and become a much more, I must have an Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing which is Michut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything from the highest Darga to the lowest Darga, from the best day of the year till the worst day of the year, is still a Likus. Another very important discussion that we discussed, another very important part of Avodas Hashem that we discussed, and it's very important, is that the Hachonah and the Hagdoma to Torah Mitzvahs. Not to fly into a mitzvah. Every mitzvah has to have a Hachonah. For every mitzvah one has to prepare oneself. And preparing oneself for different mitzvahs has different types. There's different types of preparations. Obviously, one gets up in the morning, and one does mitzvahs straight away while you're still tired on the Tzelis Yadayim, and all the mitzvahs, sitzes, etc. There, more than any other time, a person is not in the frame of mind yet to start making hachonas and to start preparing himself and thinking of things. The person's got to be very, very, very careful to make sure that he doesn't do any mitzvah without a chonah. Before he does a mitzvah, when he's up already, even if he doesn't say the Hashem Yechud before every mitzvah, that at least to say, even if he can, to say Baal Peh, that Harini Mukhan Mazum and Akayim mitzvah this or mitzvah that, before he benches, Harini Mukhan Mazum and Akayim mitzvah Aseshul Bechus Amozen, before he puts on tefillin, Harini Mukhan Mazum and Akayim mitzvah Aseshul tefillin, because the hachonah to the mitzvah, especially when the hachonah is done Baal Peh, especially when the hachonah is done with the person's mouth, it's a maisa hachonah, is that prepares a keli for the or of the mitzvah that comes down. The actual mitzvah itself is an or, but the keli for that mitzvah is the hachonah. Hachonah to all mitzvahs, and included in that is kavanah in the brachas. Kavanah in the brachas, in every bracha that a person makes, brachas is something that for sure bichas haTorah and the chashiva brachas you all take with a lot of chashivas. But whatever bracha it is, any type of bracha, shahakol niyeh b'dvaroy, or any time you're saying bracha to Hashem alekeinu melech olam, to realize and to be misboinen, how much lies within every single bracha, the baruch, the hamshacha, the ata that we face, kilu ponim upon him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem and alekeinu bringing the shechina down through the havaya, alekeinu melech olam, malchus bringing it all the way down. Every single tiniest thing in Avodas Hashem, every single tiniest hachon in Avodas Hashem is so, so important. Another important thing that we discussed many, many times, is that is not to be Mesiach Das in the Geula Mashiach, Geula Shlema Amitis. We know, as we discussed already, that Baal Shem, the Heilig of Baal Shem's Yotzeit is in Shavuos, Tov Namelech's Yotzeit, because the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, the Gaguim, the yearning for the Geula, was something that took out the tzipiyah for the Geula from the fridge, from the freezer. And Pasha, they taught us how to be mitzapeh for the Geula. They taught us how to be mizboinen, what it's going to be like when the Geula and Shlema Amitis comes. Not to be Mesiach Das, to realize that Emetz Hashem, and to know that Emetz Hashem, to picture the Bria after Mashiach, that the whole Bria is full of Das Hashem, Umol Ha'oret Deas Hashem Kamayim Liyam Achatzim, to imagine and to picture HaYiram HaYomim Loyoy, especially when you say these psukim in davening, HaYiram HaYomim Loyoy, to imagine, to picture the sea singing, Yalis HaSoda V'chol HaShaboy, to picture a field and everything in the field singing, to picture Nahoris Yimcha Uchof, rivers clapping hands, to picture the world, to picture the Bria B'tikunoi, to realize that the Bria that we're living in now is not a Bria B'tikunoi, to realize that this is not our world, and included in this Cheshbon HaNefesh is to look at Olam HaZeh, not Chas V'Shalom as being a Dover Mushlam, looking at Olam HaZeh as being only a world of after the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, But to look at Olam Hazeh and saying that Halavai Bekorav Mamish, Halavai so soon in Mitzvah Hashem, there should be such a revolution in the world that the whole world is suddenly going to forget all Avodah Zarah. As we say, Yevoishu Kolevdei Fesel, Hamis Alalim Bo'elinem, Ishtachvu Loi Kolalehim. The idols and the people who serve the idols will be embarrassed that they could serve such nourishkeits and they don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And today's day and age, the Atzabeim is the Kesev Ezov, Atzabeim Kesev Ezov, Maaseh Yedei Adam. Kesev, indulgence, wanting more wealth, Olam Hazeh. All these inyonim, all inyonim are giving chashivas to Olam Hazeh, which is the opposite of yearning for the Gula. The tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim from the Beis Medrash of Baal Shem and Talmidim Hashem, we're always thinking, we're always saying, and Chas V'Shalom, if Mashiach's not here in a few minutes, and Chas V'Shalom, if he's not here by tomorrow, but the whole day, the whole time, their whole life, they were thinking and they were realizing that the Shechinah is in Golos, and they were yearning in order that the Shechinah should come out of Golos. Not to be Messiah Das, from the yearning for the Gula and from seeing the Ikka world as the world of Mitzvah Hashem, the world of B'yas Mashiach Tzidkenu. Another important thing that we discussed, the Iskashus to Tzadikim, through learning the Sefer, through various ways. The most popular way, the most convenient way, is by learning the Sefer. Every single person, every single year, has to have a Sefer of a Tzadik that he learns from cover to cover. So he makes a hiskashus with that tzaddik, and that tzaddik helps him along in his avodas Hashem. A hiskashus to tzaddikim, the idea that through being mischaber to a tzaddik, through feeling hiskashus to a tzaddik, he can elevate the person because of his roim gavos neshoma. He can elevate the person to a moedika high level. A hiskashus to tzaddikim. Another very important klal that we discussed, the idea of midas. The Avodah of Midas. In other words, even though this is also an area outside of the Beis HaMedrash, outside of the Blat Gemara, outside of Tefillah, nevertheless, it's an area of breaking Midas. The Heilige Nami Lamelech, he writes in his Hagdamah, in one of the Hagdamas, he says that Ha'odom Le'nivra Ba'olidom Rak Lishbor Es HaTeva, to break his Teva, to break his Midas, to break his nature. The way the teva of the world breaks, that leads to the galus of Hashem, is on the day that Adam breaks his teva. And the avoida of the midas is a murdik avoida. So Salanta says it's easier to learn whole shas than to break one midah. And that's also an essential part to our avoida Hashem. If a person wants to get angry, if a person can say something and he keeps himself back from saying it, is then he has to realize that it's extremely chashuv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to moedik avoida, not just to think that the avoida is all in the Beis HaMedrash. The avoida isn't midas, not answering back when somebody says something about you, or somebody says something to you they might not like, or somebody makes you angry, even if it's not something directly nageh to you, but if you know, not to get angry, to control oneself, not to get angry. Another important yisod that we discussed, the histatlus, the idea of bittul and anova, which again repeats itself in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the how if a person feels himself, not the pasha pshat, the person's a bal gaiva, is then a katoibas Hashem kol gval leiv, a katoshpoch hates the gaiva. The pshat is the feeling of the ani. We discussed that the feeling of ani and ayin is the same letters. The person's got to be mispatl, the whole ani, he's got to make the ani into the letters ayin. The bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which automatically leads to the greatest levels of bittul to Bnei Adam. To feel that Mo'anu, Me'chayenu, Me'chasteinu, Ma'kaseinu, Ma'yishuseinu, Ma'kacheinu, Ma'kabuseinu. If a person knows, if a person feels that he had a very good day, but he was masik, he learned five blah Gemara today, and he felt he was masik, Gemara like a chiddush, and things went well, and he learned a piece of one of the Svarim HaKadoshim, and he understood it, and he went well, and he feels at the top of the world, and somebody who doesn't learn, who can't learn, comes up to him, and the person talks to him a bit haughty, in other words, he doesn't give him the correct respect, he feels that, you know, I've just finished my five blah Gemara, and he's just come back from who knows where, he's blown his five Gemara, the histatlus, The person's got what, the more person learns, the more person steigs, the more is his spatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is automatically his spatlus to Basav Adam. Not to be proud of oneself, to be happy with one's accomplishments, to be encouraged by one's accomplishments. The person mustn't knock himself down. Right? And that's the famous Noemel HaMelech in Bamidbar Sinai, Oel Moed. Person's got to be Bamidbar Sinai, he's got to be Hefka, he's got to feel that he's Hefka. But he mustn't push himself down to a level of they won't be Besimcha. So Bamidbar Sinai push himself down to Oel Moed. Moed is the Moed in the Yom Tov and the Simcha. Person's got to be Besimcha. Person's got to be encouraged by his accomplishments. But not Chas V'Shalom, that his accomplishments should make an internal feeling of Gaiva, that I know so much in terms of looking down upon somebody else who knows less. Or such like the hispatlus, the bittel klapi bnei adam and klapi hakadosh baruch hu, is that's another very important yisod in discussing what we discussed. Another important yisod that we discussed this year is the avoidas ha'achila. In other words, how important avoidas ha'achila is when a person goes to a meal. Besides obviously being medaktik and making brochas and all that, but now is to realize what entails the mitzvah avoidas ha'achila. To realize that the avoidas ha'achila is a moridika avoida, is a moridika high avoida, it's an inin of aliyas on a shamas out of tzemeach, that a person who eats something, is there's a shamas in what he's eating, is a tzaitzis of kedusha in what he's eating, he makes a bracha properly, and he eats properly, and he doesn't eat the tayavon, and he doesn't eat until he mamish feels stuffed himself, he can't put anything else in his mouth. If he eats under control, or if he even, every person can feel avoid the delay, when it's served on his table, and he decides that instead of making a quick bracha and eating it, he decides to look at it for a second or two, or if he decides while he's eating it to eat it slowly or to eat it even faster than he would normally eat it, in order that he shouldn't feel so much the hanor and the tainuk, the physical tainuk, is then he's being mal and a shamas. It's even possible that he's being mal and a shamas of people that are stuck with this galgal and it's a meach. We don't know these things, we're not in the madrega to see these things, but the Svama Adoshim tell us that this is exactly what occurs and what happens, is therefore we're always mal and munish shlema, that this is the and this is the case. Once avoid the sachil, and especially Shabbos during the week, is lechem is milosh milchama, we discussed, and the milchama meaning because it's a big nesoyin, avoid the sachil during the week. But on Shabbos, to feel when one's eating, to say the kovet Shabbos kodesh, and to feel that the achil has a it's being mal or something, it's a tremendous nachas ruach by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even like the tzaddik says, before you start eating, to think now. Eating now to give nachas ruach to Hashem. How do I know that Hashem is nachas ruach from me eating? Because if He wouldn't have had nachas ruach from me eating, He wouldn't have created me that I have to eat. And the fact that I have to eat, but the fact that Borei Nefesh is Rabbis v'chasroin on me, He created us with a chasron that we have to eat, is that itself shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to eat. Otherwise, He wants to create in me that I should eat. Avoidas achila is an unbelievable, very, very choshev avoida in the Svarim HaKadoshim. And last but not least, Achron Achron Chaver, the Moedim, the Shabbos, and Yom Tov. We're coming soon. Metz Hashem, tomorrow is an Erev Yom Tov, and the next day is an Erev Shabbos. To feel the Moedim, to prepare ourselves properly for the Heilig Moedim. It's possible to feel such, even if we're not Masi Giluyim, it's possible to feel so high and to feel so elevated and to feel so much the difference between a Shabbos and a Choyl, the Hamavdil in Kodesh L'Choyl. To feel the difference between a Choyl and Yom Tov, to feel preparing ourselves for Yom Tov, to realize that all the Moedim, one has to prepare oneself properly, Shabbos, one has to learn before, one has to be ready early, that one can learn properly, for learn properly and be after and be after it, and to be entire ourselves in the mikvah b'fratik, if one doesn't go every day to go, for sure, Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, which the Shulchan Kodesh brings down, that it's possible that it's even a Chiyuv, Chayav Adam entire, it's Atzmei B'Regel, it's Machlekes in the Pasuk, whether it's a Chiyuv today, because everybody's Tommy Mays. But nevertheless, for sure, it's a big Indian to prepare ourselves properly, to try to feel in the Moedim, to learn about the Moedim before Maseches, before Maseh, before Rosh Hashanah, to learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah, starting with Mishnayos, and later to learn it with Gemara, before Sukkos, to learn the Maseches Mishnayos, and the Maseches and Gemara, before Pesach, before Shavuos, before all the Yom Tovim, to learn the Maseches properly beforehand, to learn the Halachas properly beforehand, in order to give the Oris the Yom Tov. The person goes to Shul and the Maariv and says the Moichan. The greatest moichin come down in the first Maariv and then Yom Tov, to prepare ourselves properly, to try to feel the Shabbosim, to try to feel the Shabbosim in the Yom Tov. Part of this Indian of feeling Shabbos and Yom Tov and feeling the mitzvahs is another one of the yisoides that we discussed this year, and the difference between the derech ha-chassidus and the derech which is shleil derech ha-chassidus. The derech shleil be derech ha-chassidus teaches us more the discipline type of avodas Hashem, that you have to do this, that you have to say the Sfiris HaEmel, you have to have the kazayis matzah. Someone's whole worry on Leil Pesach is whether there should be the right kazayis, and perhaps it might be a mashu less than a kazayis, a mashu more than a kazayis. But the chassidus approach teaches us that not the discipline, not that I'm forcing myself to do it because I know I have to do it and I'll do it, but fakir, the ashrei matzah came with the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such heilige mitzvahs, such wonderful mitzvahs, and every the slightest mitzvah that one does, to feel ashrei matzah chalkeinu, to feel the simcha being a kind of mitzvah. But that can only come as a hachana, if one has a hachana to the mitzvah, if one prepares oneself properly for the mitzvah long before. Ben Hashem, tomorrow for the heilige yichag shavuos is one prepare we'll all prepare ourselves, we'll all try b'linei beis Hashem is about to prepare ourselves properly, and the front shavuos, especially we're talking about shavuos tomorrow, shavuos when I start undertaking Metz Hashem she'ifas and Torah, and like we discussed yesterday, the shavuos is a time where you can jump, where you can have a dilik, you can have a kitzus haderech. Is by Metz Shavuos, every kabbalah that a person is makabbalah upon himself, shavuos is a more like a skula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him the siyat the shemaya to carry out his kabbalah, his undertaking that he undertook. So Metz Hashem, you should all have the she'ifah to undertake Metz Hashem shavuos, to make it your business, Emes Hashem, to gain yidias makifas and kol haTorah kula, to gain yidias and the whole Torah Shabbal Peh, Torah Shabbiksav, the Chof Dalet Sifrei Nevim, and Ksuv HaTorah Nevim and Ksuvim, and all the Mishnayos and Gemara, and to take another Masech, and you go in the summer, and you're going to have a week before you start whatever activity you're doing. Say, in 1 week, I should take a small Masech, then I should learn 10 blah of that Masech, then you finish that Masech. And then when you see that you do that once or twice, you realize, hey, I could have learned this Masech in the last Ben Azman when I went home. Why didn't I wake up to realize that in a few days I can learn, I can finish this Masech, I can finish a Masech of Mishnayos, a Masech of Gemara, to appreciate that the she'ifas of having ideas makifas of kol haTorah kula. So then these are Eilu Advarim, Asheyasa Asad and Machai Bahem. This is the Bechin of Machai Bahem. This is the underlying message that we try to portray throughout the year. I just leave the last few minutes to thank you for giving me the platform to be able to teach you these inyanim, and other way as a chabur together. Baruch Hashem, I really felt this is a mamish. Sometimes I felt this is the sometimes if for me it was the best part of my day. You know, certain days here in this room in this hour, mamish felt it was the best time of the day, the best aliyah of the day. So mamish, so I have to thank you all, and as a chabur together, we were chabur together. And you know, sometimes I thought of a rayon and I thought of this a few times, and I even said it, I'd given it in a shir somewhere else sometimes, or whatever the case was. But very often I felt that, while I was talking, that it answers other things and this thing. That was definitely b'schus all of you. So, b'vaday, a chabur together, as a chabur, as loshen chibur, chaber together. So, I really felt that it was a mamash a chabur, and a close chabur. Hashem Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that we should always be able to meet, always be able to share the Torah Kedusha, to share the secrets of the Torah Kedusha, and to be able to bring this Allah together. You know, it comes to the end of the year, it's always difficult. A prayer is always difficult. But we know there's no such thing in Torah as prayer. Right, it's, you have notes, there's photocopies, you have tapes, and Metz Hashem, we should be zeichah the kesher, the chutam, the chut loy not take chas v'shalom. We should always be zeichah to be the kesher with each other, and the kesher is nitzchi because the same chabura and olam hazeh, the same chabura and olam habon, the same chabura of zman haMashiach. Everything in Torah is netzach. So maybe everything in Torah is netzach. So every chabura is never, there's never an end to it. And if there is a physical end to it, in ruchnius there's never an end to it. Who knows how much steiging each of us is going to do because of the other one. That's a chabura. Everybody was nischaber together. So really, especially in the times, turbulent times in the year, in terms of these types of anyan that we're discussing. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the siyat v'shmaya, that it went on, and it was chasashon, there wasn't a chalishus, fakeret, it was only a hischaskus, it was only to teach us to be mischazek, chazak ve'ematz. So in Metz Hashem, we should all be zeichet to take these lessons further, and we should all be zoicha to keep the kesher together, and we should all be zoicha to always be able to be mechadish to each other, and to be mevasa to each other, besuras toivas, until the big Yeshua, the Nechomo, and the Bias Mashiach, the Kain of Bekorah, and the Arab Yemen of Amen.